Let's praise the Lord here tonight. Let's give Him praise, magnify His holy name. Let's worship Him. Give thanks unto Him. Hallelujah. He is mighty. He is everlasting. He is a good God to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Why don't you just remain standing? Good to be here tonight. Appreciate so much the service that we've been having, the move of the Holy Ghost, the manifestation of the Spirit. Is that good? Amen. I tell you what the Scripture says. It's not one preacher got up here talked about there's more than just feeling the Holy Ghost. But this is our earnest of our inheritance. When you feel the Holy Ghost, this is the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. So if you want to go to heaven and you like what you're feeling right now, when you run the aisles, leap for joy, shout, whatever you do, it's just a little bit. It's just a little payment of what heaven is going to be like. Saints of God, we don't want to miss heaven. We don't want to miss heaven. We don't want to miss heaven. It is the earnest of our inheritance. I said it is the earnest of our inheritance. Every time you feel the Holy Ghost, it's just a little bit of heaven. It's just a little bit of heaven. That ought to make you want to go to heaven. If you like this Holy Ghost, if you like this Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, heaven is going to be better and better and better. No tears, no sorrow, no heartache, no pain, no suffering. It is the earnest of our inheritance. Oh, I love the Holy Ghost. I thank God for what we feel. Thank God for the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. God bless your sensitivity. Amen. Run of the aisle, shouting the victory. There was no pumping and priming here tonight. Amen. God's people that loves God, loves to worship God, and God is first in their life. Let me tell you what else the Scripture says. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered even into the heart of man what God has prepared for us. Amen. Jesus said, if it wasn't so, I would have never told you. There is a place. There is a heaven. Not what the world says, but what this Bible says. There is a place. No tears, no sorrow, no heartache, no pain. I don't know where it's at. I just know there is a place. And he says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, nor has it entered into the heart of men what God has prepared. But listen to what he says. But the Spirit hath, that's the Holy Ghost, but the Spirit hath revealed it unto us. Hallelujah. So again, when you feel this Holy Ghost, it's just a little payment of heaven. It's just a little bit of heaven. I know everybody wants to go to heaven. Amen. I'm telling you, when you feel that joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let me tell you what else is. This is not what I'm preaching on here, but I like this Holy Ghost. And we have to understand when we feel the Holy Ghost, it's part of heaven. It is part of heaven. And it's just a little payment of heaven. Listen to what he said in 1 Peter. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, with the Holy Ghost. That is sent down from heaven. Saints of God, this Holy Ghost we're feeling here tonight came from heaven. I said it came from heaven. It didn't come from downtown LeGrand. It didn't come from Washington State. It came down from heaven. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. I'm telling you, it's the earnest of our inheritance. You ought to lift up your hands right now and thank God for this Holy Ghost. And every time you feel this Holy Ghost, 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 heaven, 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 it's a little bit of heaven. Don't let the devil tell you there's not a heaven. Don't let him tell you that, as the world says, when we die, that's all there is to it. I'm telling you, there's a place. If it wasn't so, he said, I would have never told you. Oh, we're going to lift up our eyes and we're going to be in heaven someday. And it's not going to be 9 to 5 and it's not going to be tears and sorrow. And then it's going to be with Jesus forever and forever and forever. And I'm telling you, this Holy Ghost is just a small part. Man, we ought to love him right now and thank God. for this Holy Ghost. It's not just doodads running up our, down our spine. It's the Holy Ghost. It's sent down from heaven. This is sent down from heaven. This is sent down from heaven. Amen. We thank God for the move of the Spirit. If you have your Bibles, I want you to go to John chapter 4. We're going to be reading in John chapter 4 while you're going there. I'm going to read a few verses here tonight. I really feel Brother Parker was just kind of walking right down what I want to talk about here tonight. Amen. I believe that as we give this altar call here tonight, amen, even as we're preaching, miracles can take place. Things can happen here tonight. The Holy Ghost is here. God wants to work. Who will let Him? The Spirit of the Lord is here to heal you, touch you, feel you. If you need a renewing in the Holy Ghost, you do not have to leave this place without a renewing. And the church says amen. Amen. So I'm going to be reading in John, then Acts, and we're going to go to a couple other places. Good to be here. Amen. Appreciate what we feel. God bless all of these preachers that are here. Thank God for the men of God. Amen. That preach to us and help us and keep us on that straight and narrow path. All the sponsors. God bless the sponsors of this meeting. Thank you so much for the room, that the accommodations that you have given us, me and my family. And they have a basket in there with all kinds of candy, food, chips. And I'm not on a diet, as you can see, so we'll be indulging in all of that. Amen. So we appreciate that very much. God bless Brother and Sister Parker. We go way, way back. Amen. Almost 100 years. I have a minivan, and we drove it here. Brother Ken Bo followed us in his truck, and we were parked eating or doing something. And he talked to me about the van. He said, Boy, that van looks good. I said, well, it's got a lot of miles, man. I got a lot of miles on this minivan. He said, well, he said, it sure looks good. He said, it's kind of like us. We got a lot of miles on it, but we still look good. So some of us up here got a lot of miles on us, but we still look good. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Amen. We're going to open the door here. You're going to be blessed by all these men that are preaching. Brother Ken Bo preaching tomorrow night. You will be blessed by his ministry. Amen. Brother Jackson, all these men. Thank God for preachers that can preach. It's what God chose. It's what God chose. Amen. We want to go to John chapter 4, verse number 23. If you have it, say amen. But the hour cometh. And now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God's looking for someone to worship Him in the spirit and in the truth. Are you glad for the truth here? Oh, we were in prayer meeting tonight, walking back and forth, and I happened to look at that wall right there. Is that a good verse? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is that a wonderful verse to put on that wall, right? Are you thankful for truth? Do you love the truth? And I tell you, what sets men free is the truth. It's not religion. It's the truth. Amen. That's why a lot of churches, they come in one way and they leave the same way, because there's no truth there. But we're in the house of truth here tonight. I said, we're in the house of truth, and we love the truth. I want you to turn to the right and go to the book of Acts. Amen. I want to read in the second chapter, the book of Acts. Second chapter of Acts, verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Are you glad for that experience? Verse number 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocked, said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that. This is that. This is that. We're not looking for anything else. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith the God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I want to go to verse number 36, same chapter. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for this truth. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here. You feel heaven here. This Holy Ghost is sent down from heaven. This Holy Ghost is sent down from heaven. I want you to go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse number 1. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Everybody say doctrine. Does anybody here love doctrine? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Amen. One more verse. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse, starting at verse number 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 10. While you're going there, I'm so glad to have my wife and my little baby 13-year-old girl here with me. Amen. Whom we love very much. So glad that they're here. Verse number 10, chapter number 2, 2 Thessalonians. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. The unrighteous is going to perish. Because they receive not a love for the truth, that they might be saved. Oh, Jesus. Because they receive not a love for the truth, that they might be saved. To be saved, you got to love this truth. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Is there anybody in this house that loves the truth? Can we thank God? Can we thank God tonight for this glorious truth? Can we thank God tonight for this glorious truth? Can we love Him? Can we thank Him? Can we magnify Him here tonight? Can we thank Him for this glorious truth? This Holy Ghost that is sent down from heaven. Can we love this truth? We're not going to be saved if we don't love this truth. Come on, let's just love Him a little bit more. We're not going to be saved if we don't love this truth. Thank God for this truth. Thank God for this truth. And the church says amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. We stood a little long, but thank you for standing. You can be seated. God bless you. I was so very blessed Amen. And sometimes you get 60 years old and I forget some of the dates. But so blessed in the early 70s after being raised in Iowa and trying to find myself and getting involved in alcohol and drugs and hitchhiking and the whole nine yards, which we're not proud of. What we're proud of is he has brought us out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set our feet on a rock to stay. But God had a plan and God's hand was on me and through the United States Air Force brought me down to Biloxi, Mississippi. And through Biloxi, Mississippi, allowed me, as he was dealing with my heart, allowed me to go to a church, and the pastor was Brother James Springer. When I walked in that place, as I told my testimony many times, but let me just say a few things here tonight. As I walked in that church many years ago, folks were shouting and running and dancing and magnifying the Lord. And my thought was, God, if you'll get me out of this place, I'll never come back here again. What I didn't realize was God brought me to that place. I thought for sure if the preacher was there, well, they wouldn't be doing all this. And I looked on the platform and the preacher was beating a bass drum and magnifying the Lord. And I thought for sure if they saw a visitor come in, they'd settle down a little bit. But they didn't settle down. They ran. They shouted. They magnified the Lord. And I said, God, get me out of here. And I ran outside. And the person that brought me to church, I asked her, I said, what in the world is going on in that place? And she said, Craig, well, you're not gonna believe this. This is gonna be tough for you to understand. But she said, God is in that place. And that was hard for me because I was raised in a place where God was, preachers were turned around collars and communion and things such as that. But I went back in and I was hungry for God. And I went down to an old fashioned altar at that time. Brother A.O. Holmes and Sister Holmes was preaching revival. We had a long, long revival. I don't even remember 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks. And we didn't hardly have rest nights then, but 44 received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I was one of those 44. And I was so glad. I was so thrilled. I finally found something that was real. I finally found something that was good. It didn't take 2 weeks for me to change. When I got this Holy Ghost, it was a tremendous change. The Bible said the things that you love, you'll now hate, and things that you hate, you now love. And the scripture said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And it was wonderful to get the Holy Ghost. And after the Holy Ghost, they told me about baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. They didn't have a baptismal tank. They took me down to a creek down in Mississippi and they baptized me in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ. At that name, oh man, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. And neither is there any other name given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm so glad he didn't take me down and baptize me in the titles, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I'm glad he didn't baptize me in the Trinity formula. I thank God that he understood the word and as he dumped me down and there was much water there and I came up speaking in tongues, but he preached and said over me, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. That was an experience in itself. God had forgiven my sins, but he washed away my sins. And it was a wonderful life. Amen. We have no complaints. I've been serving the Lord for many, many years. There is no sad story here tonight. Amen. There wasn't a sad story yesterday and there ain't going to be a sad story tomorrow. God is good. God is great. God is wonderful. I'm not interested in backsliding. I wouldn't want to stand in the backslider's shoes. I'm glad I'm in church. I'm glad I'm full with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm thankful that God saved me. I'm thankful I'm baptized. Can I get a witness here tonight? That's kind of how we feel about it. That's how we feel about it. Amen. It wasn't very long and this preacher, Brother Springer, started getting up and he started preaching that Jesus was the mighty God in Christ. And I had never heard that before because I heard all my life that there was a Father and there was a Son and there was a Holy Ghost. Amen. But he proceeded almost many, many services preaching, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." And I took those verses and I remember the night that God gave me a revelation, and I like to tell everybody here, amen, you can hear a lot of preaching and you can read a lot of scriptures, but there's got to be a place with you and Jesus. Amen. A place with you and Jesus. where you get that revelation, where you understand that there's not five in heaven, there's not seven in heaven, but that there's only one throne in heaven. You got to have that revelation. Flesh and blood cannot reveal it to you, but my spirit saith the Lord. And I remember the night, and I remember the time, and there's a lot of verses, amen, that we could go to. But I remember John, amen. I like the Apostle John, amen. I love all the four Gospels, and but it was John that he started out. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he went on down, and he said, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And when I read that over and over again, something got a hold of me. Amen. I mean, I felt something from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I thought, oh, my Lord Jesus, he sits upon the circle of the earth. Oh, my God, there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Oh, my Lord, God made himself a body. God made himself a body and walked on the face of this earth. And I thought as I read more, it was Matthew, it was Mark, it was Luke, amen, that spoke to the Jews and spoke to the Greeks. But John was a little different. Let me tell you what John did. Amen. John spoke to the church. He was talking to the church of the living God. That's why in John, there's so much doctrine in the book of John. Amen. Because Jesus, through the Apostle John, wanted us all to understand the doctrine. He wanted us to understand that there's only one way to be baptized. There's only one God, Father of all, through us all, and in us all. He wanted us to have that revelation because it was in John that Jesus talked about the Comforter. It was in John that he said that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It was in John that Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And then you go to the book of Revelation, and I was not surprised, amen, that God used the Apostle John, amen, to write the book of Revelation, because John had the revelation that he was the mighty God in Christ. So it didn't surprise me that Jesus took John, amen, and he got in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And when he got in the Spirit, the Bible said he saw, stay with me here tonight, he saw a throne and one sitting on that throne. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. And when I read that, I thought, oh my Lord, there's not three thrones, there's not seven thrones, there's not eight thrones, there is only one throne. And if we make it, and if we hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, I'm here to see you, we're going to see the mighty God in Christ. We're going to see Jesus as he is. He said, Philip, have I been such a long time with you? If you've seen me, you have seen the Father. You know Abraham? Jesus, you know who Abraham is? I like what Jesus said. He slapped them right in the face. He said, before Abraham was, I am. And Moses said, who should I tell them is coming? God said, you just tell them, I am that I am. I'm here to tell you the God that we're serving here tonight is God in creation, the Son in redemption, and the Holy Ghost in salvation. Come on, we ought to praise him with her. Come on, come on, come on, come on. When you get that revelation, it'll give you something to dance about. It'll give you something to run the aisles about. It'll give you something to lift up your hands about. It'll give you something to jump about. It'll give you something to praise God about. When you get the revelation, my God, Trinity's not even in the Bible. There's only one God. And his name is one. And we know who he is. I wish somebody run the eyes right now. I wish somebody would love him right now. I wish somebody would leap for joy right now. I wish somebody would give God praise. I don't care how bad your day is. I don't care what you're suffering. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care your heartache. Amen. Don't bring it to the house of God. I'm going to give you something to praise God about. Amen. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you lost a companion. Maybe you lost pay. But when you walk through these back doors, I'm going to give you something to worship God about. That you understand that he is. That he is. He sits upon the circle of the earth. Heaven is His throne and earth is His footstool. That puts your problems pretty minimum. I said that puts your problems pretty minimum. When you get the eyesight and the revelation of who God is. Woo! Hallelujah. I got it, Brother Parker. Amen. You can be seated. God bless you. I got it. I mean, as a young man, I got it. A preacher preached to me. Amen. And I got it. And then when I went on and I realized in Revelation that God took John into, I mean, He took him up to a higher level and took him into a great place. And when he got in that great place, amen, the Bible said that John said he heard a great voice of many people. Amen. A great voice of many people. I want you to listen to what they were saying. They were saying, hallelujah. 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 Can anybody say hallelujah? Now, I want you to understand what they were saying hallelujah about. He uses four words, and I just want to touch that. He talks about glory, he talks about honor, and he talks about power. But the first thing that John says and hears these people say, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a good word to say, isn't it? Hallelujah. I give my all. Can anybody say it here tonight? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. And he heard them say, hallelujah, salvation. Hallelujah, salvation. Can I just tell you this, saints of God, if we make it and we walk through those pearly gates, we're not going to thank God for the new car we got. We're not going to thank God for the new gun we got. We're not even going to thank God for the job that we had. We're not going to thank God for the house that He allowed us to have. We're not going to thank God for the vacation that He allowed us to have. Oh, I feel Him right now. Amen. Them things are all temporal. Amen. We're looking for a better place, a better city. Amen. Let me tell you, if we make it to heaven, if we get to heaven, if we walk through them pearly gates, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to thank God for salvation. We're going to thank God for salvation. We're going to thank God for salvation. We're not going to thank Him for the times He healed us, for the times that He blessed us, for the times that He helped us. But I'm telling you, we're going to march around that throne and give God praise. I was saved! I was saved! I was saved! I'm here because salvation was preached to me. I repented of my sins. I was baptized in Jesus' name. I got the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. Come on, let's love Him. Get the chip off your shoulder. Be content with such things as you have. You can be poor. The Bible said there are those that don't have anything that have everything. You know what He was saying? You don't have to be rich here tonight. You don't have to have the best job here tonight. Amen. You don't have to have the best situation here tonight. But if you got salvation, I'm telling you, saints go through things, preachers go through things, we all go through things, but blessed be the name of the Lord. I have repented. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm ready to go. The Holy Ghost is sent down from heaven. Hallelujah for salvation.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Woo. Well, that's the truth. You can be seated. Oh, oh my. Thank God, preachers, for the truth. Thank God, saints of God, good saints of God that love the truth. You know what? We never get tired of hearing somebody, your pastor, preach about water baptism in Jesus' name. First time he did, we ran the aisles, and we still run the aisles. When he gets up and preaches, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one," it's just like we heard it the first time. We can't help ourselves. Every time we see somebody get baptized in Jesus' name, there's a whole lot of shouting going on. Every time he gets up and preaches water baptism in Jesus' name, it's not a church house mouse where you can't hear nothing. There's some amens. There's some hallelujahs. Amen. There's, yeah, we agree. Amen. There's some running the aisles. There's some lifting the hands. There's some praising God. Amen. Thank God for the truth. Hallelujah. Well, that was my early days in the church. My early days in the church, God let the preacher lay the foundation. Amen. My pastor was a great man. He was not known very much. He was kind of a homebody. He stayed around there, but he was a man of doctrine. He was a man of evangelism. He was a man of truth. He hated dead church. Imagine that. He hated dead church. Amen. He transferred that on to me, the Godhead. Water baptism in Jesus' name. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's only one way. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way. And few there be that find it. And the church says amen. Amen. My situation and my story is somewhat unlike other stories, but God got me out, called me to preach and got me out on the evangelistic field at an early time. It's just the way it fell. It's just the way that God did it. And I got out on the evangelistic field and stayed quite a few years out there. And it was wonderful. So saw God do a whole lot of things. But what thrilled me, it was a thrill to me, amen, to preach in churches and have visitors come out, amen, that were duped and in false doctrine and false religion. They might not have been hooked in by meth or on cigarettes or things such as that, but there's many of us here tonight that we were saved from false religion and false doctrine, and we thank God for that. So it was a thrill to me to preach this doctrine. I know I preached other messages, but I preached a lot of doctrine. We're living in a generation where everybody's saved. Everybody's saved. Even is that the way it is in La Grande, Oregon? That's how it is in Tacoma, Washington. Everybody's saved. They got a bumper sticker that says "I love Jesus." They got a cross around their neck. They got a lapel, a pin on their lapel that says "I love Jesus." Honk if you love Jesus, and it goes on and on. I've talked to them. They talked about how much they love God, where they're standing there smoking their cigarettes. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. We're living in a generation that has been duped. We're living in a generation that has no idea what doctrine is. So it was thrilled to me, amen, being in the evangelistic life, amen, not just preaching heaven and hell, but I did that, amen, but I preached a lot of doctrine, amen, and I remember that I preached a lot of water baptism in Jesus' name, and it was a thrill to me to be able to say, have you ever read the 19th chapter of the book of Acts? Have you ever understood that those people that came to the apostle, that they were John's disciples? Have you ever heard of John the Baptist? They were John's disciples. And the first couple of questions that the apostle asked was, how were you baptized? And have you received the Spirit since you believed? Oh, hallelujah. It was always a thrill. While I preach it, many churches be shouting, clapping their hands, magnifying the Lord. Amen. It was great to be able to show people that are wrestling the Scripture to their own destruction. They are wrestling the Scripture to their own destruction. And I can stand here. It was a joy through the years to have Trinity people stand up, some during my preaching, and say, I want to get baptized in Jesus' name. I see it. There's only one way to be baptized. I've seen Trinitarian pastors' wives, amen, say, I want to get baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. And we get the water going. We go ahead and baptize them in the name that's above all other names. Hey, thank God for doctrine. I remember preaching to talking to an old timer years ago. Amen. He said, Brother Cecil, in the old days, amen, it was Acts 2:38. It was Holy Ghost. It was baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, you'll never go wrong. It will never return void. When you start preaching the doctrine, when you start preaching repentance, somebody's going to repent, oh God. Somebody's going to repent. Somebody's going to repent of their sins. When you start preaching water baptism, somebody's going to get baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. When you start preaching, amen, the Holy Ghost, somebody's going to get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So that was a thrill to see people come around and say, oh, my God, there's only one God. Oh, my Lord, water baptism in Jesus' name. Why didn't I see it? What took me so long to see water baptism in Jesus' name? So 13 years on the evangelistic field. Amen. Thank God for truth. Thank God for showing people the way. And then after 13 years, who would have thunk? Amen. Who would have thunk that I'd ever start a church? I thought I'd end up down south. I spent a lot of time down south, but God knows. Amen. And I ended up in a place called Tacoma, Washington. And here I am, after many years of starting a church. And when you start a church and when you pastor a church, you really find out what you believe. I said, you really find out what you believe. Hallelujah. And there I was. Amen. And I went to that city and I cried. I cried and I sought God. And I finally in fact, Brother Parker was very inspirational in getting me back out here. I was in the state of Tennessee and I never lost anything in Tennessee. I was glad to get out of there. Hallelujah. Amen. And I came out here, finally went to the city. Amen. Found myself a house. And 2 days later, found myself a building. Amen. I was coming up a hill. Amen. And I saw a VFW building. And I said, man, I could rent a building just like that. Within 2-3 days, we had that building in our hand. Amen. And I started having church. Amen. Now, if you know it, there's probably home mission people. Sure, there's home mission men here. Home mission people. When you're home mission, when it's all, you got to do everything. I mean, you got to stand behind the pulpit and preach. Can I get an amen? And you got to go in front of the pulpit. You got to say amen. Amen. You got to tell them that you're going to take an offering, and then you got to go in the pulpit and you got to give the offering. Hallelujah. Amen. I went all over that place, witnessing to people and talking to people and trying to tell them that I'm starting an apostolic church. I remember going down to the docks one day, and there was a man with about 5 kids. Amen. I started talking to him, gave him a church card. Amen. He said, you know what? I've been looking for a church. And he said, do you have a Sunday school? I said, I'm just fixing to get one started. Hallelujah. And there I am. And I got my first person to come to church. It was a beautician. Amen. She and our VFW building, it was a pretty big building. Some of you might remember it. Amen. And she came in and I had a couple chairs and she sat about 10 foot from me. And she sat there and I thought, well, hallelujah. Here it goes. Amen. I didn't really tell her the plans that I had for this church. Amen. I really didn't tell her about my past or about the future. Amen. I didn't feel like that was important. Amen. I felt like the most important thing, she needs to understand the doctrine. She needs to understand that if she's going to get her name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, she's going to have to repent of her sins. Can I get an amen here tonight? And I started talking to her. Amen. Just me and her. There we go. Right. Amen. Right in front. Amen. She knew who was talking and I knew who was sitting there listening. And I told her about repentance and John the Baptist preaching repentance and Jesus preaching repentance and the apostle preaching repentance. And I talked to her about baptism in Jesus' name. And I talked to her about the Holy Ghost. 30 minutes, 20 minutes. I don't know how long it is, but I said all that to say this. We don't sneak up on people here. I said, we don't sneak up on people here. We don't try to keep them in the church for 3, 4, 5 months before we tell them how to be saved. We don't have a coffee shop mentality here. I said, this is not a coffee shop mentality here. Amen. I'm not against donuts and I eat donuts and I have coffee and I like Starbucks and that's one of my shortcomings there. Amen. But I've never tried to win anybody by donuts. I've never tried to win anybody by coffee and all that. Amen. All I've known to do is just preach the truth to them. Just tell them that they got to repent of their sins. Just tell them they got to get baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Just tell them, amen, they got to get this Holy Ghost. Amen. These preachers here don't sneak up on anybody. We don't wait for a year to tell them, amen, how they got to be baptized. Amen. Thank God for the truth. Because we know the truth will set them free. We know the truth is going to deliver them. We know the truth is going to get them out of alcohol. The truth is going to get them delivered from cigarettes. The truth is going to help them. The truth is... Does anybody here love this truth? Ha 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 ha. Hallelujah. I was never really in just inviting people to church. When I talk to people, I tell them, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not against that. You can tell them whatever you want to tell them. Amen. But when I get to talk to anybody, I like to talk to them about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost will change their life. People in this city need the Holy Ghost. Your neighbors need the Holy Ghost. Your friends need the Holy Ghost. They've heard about churches. They've heard about religion. They need to hear about the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's praise Him right now. I love this truth. I love this truth. I love this truth. We're not intimidated by folks. We're going to preach the truth. Amen. We don't care if religious people come in. They need to hear the truth. Amen. I've made people mad. I've made people sad. Not on purpose. Amen. But this gospel will bring offenses. I think somebody said that here tonight. Amen. But sometimes they got to get sad before they get glad. Amen. Sometimes they just got to hear this message. Amen. Because the duped up message they've been living by has not delivered them. It has not helped them. It has not saved them. It has not set them free. They need somebody to tell them. They need somebody to lead them. They need somebody to tell them. They need some saint of God to say, hey, you know how I used to be. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost. You can have the Holy Ghost just like me. We don't sneak up on people. We don't have a coffee shop mentality. Amen. Our churches are built on doctrine. Our church is built on doctrine. If you don't like water baptism in Jesus' name, you ain't gonna like hanging around this church. If you don't like hearing somebody talk about who Jesus is, you're not going to want to hang around this church. If you don't want to hear somebody talk about repentance, you're in the wrong place here tonight. But I'm telling you, if you love a change, and you love doctrine, and you love the truth, and you love being set free, and you love it when your pastor gets up and preaches all these things, I'm telling you, you're in the right place. You have a love, you have a love, you have a love for the truth. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah for salvation. Hallelujah for salvation. We do not believe the doctrine of inclusion. Amen. I know the last few years preterism has been going around and amen. We sure don't believe that. Amen. We don't believe the doctrine of inclusion. Do you know what the doctrine of inclusion is? It means everybody's saved. It means everybody's saved. Let's all clap our hands and we're all going to heaven together. That's what it means. That's a doctrine of inclusion. Amen. But I'm telling you, somebody's duped. Amen. There's some false prophets out there. There's some false preachers out there. There's somebody out there telling folks the wrong thing. There's folks out there telling them, amen, that Jesus, he'll have mercy. You can smoke a little bit and you can drink a little bit and you can cuss a little bit. Amen. Come on. There's some wolves out there. Amen. We need some dogs that'll bark. We need some barking dogs. Amen. We need some John the Baptist. We need somebody to say, I'm not baptizing you. Amen. Until you clean up your life. Come on. We don't need some sleeping dogs. Amen. We need some barking dogs. We're not hirelings. We're not preaching for money. Amen. He owns a cattle on a thousand hill. I tell you who's taking care of me. Jesus is taking care of me. I said, Jesus is taking care of me. You just preach the word. You just be instant in season. You just don't be afraid of their faces. And God will add to the church. Amen. I've seen it happen. Just the last few services in my church. Just the last few services. I preach doctrine. We've baptized folks, and we've seen people get the Holy Ghost. These men have seen the same thing. You'll never go wrong when you preach doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they received not a love for the truth. God forbid that our people backslide. But I'm going to tell you what happens in our churches when people backslide. They don't go join another church. They don't go join another church. They know there ain't another church. They'll sit on the bar stool and tell somebody, you got to repent of your sins. You got to get baptized in Jesus' name. You got to get the Holy Ghost. They're saying, don't look at me. I'm not doing right now. But I tell you what you got. If you go down that church right down there, amen, LeGrand, if you walk through them doors, amen, there's going to be a Holy Ghost sent from heaven. It's the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. And I'm telling you, you can get delivered from cigarettes. Now, don't. I'm not doing right now. But I'm just telling you, I know where to send you. Amen. Where you can find God and get your name. So we don't sneak up on them. Amen. We don't have a coffee shop mentality. Amen. Our church is built on doctrine. Our church is built on doctrine. In fact, he said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Amen. God's church is built on doctrine. Hallelujah. Let me move on here. Let me talk about something that is so wonderful. How do you explain the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost. Oh, my Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost. Christ in us, the hope of glory. He is our counselor, our mighty God, and our everlasting Father. Can I get a witness? He makes a way where there seemeth to be no way. When we need comforting, He is the comforter. Hallelujah. He is the lily of the field. He is the bright and the morning star. Why wouldn't anybody want this Holy Ghost? He will come. He knows what we have need of. He will come just in time. He is a healer. He is a soul saver. He is the joy and the health of my countenance. Can I get an amen here tonight? Hallelujah. I don't know how many billion of people on this earth, but I know He knows how many hairs is on our head. He knows everything about us and what we have need of. He is a wonderful. I don't have anything bad about the God that I'm serving. Amen. It's His way and not our way. We're the clay and He's the potter. And the clay can't say to the potter, amen, do this and do that. Amen. Everything that I've gone through in my life, God has just made it right and made it good. You go through troubles and trials and heartaches. Amen. God can turn it around. You just got to hang on. I'm telling you, this Holy Ghost is refreshing. This Holy Ghost is joy. This Holy Ghost is power. Amen. This Holy Ghost is strength. This Holy Ghost is healing. This Holy Ghost is wonderful. This Holy Ghost is comfort. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'd rather be in a Holy Ghost service, amen, than do anything else in this world. Amen. I feel better in a Holy Ghost service than any time that I'm on the face of this earth. The Holy Ghost is joy unspeakable and full of glory. It'll heal your problems. It'll take care of your needs. It'll make a way where there seemeth to be no way. He'll be the health of your countenance. He'll be the joy of your soul. He is wonderful counselor, mighty God. He'll speak to you through the twilight of the night. He'll speak to you in the morning. He'll lead you and guide you in all truth. He'll help you on your job. He'll help you with your marriage. He'll help you with your church. He'll help you with your brother. He'll help you. He's a very present help in the time. Why wouldn't you want this Holy Ghost? Why wouldn't this brother over here said he's not seven anymore? He's one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Hallelujah. 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 Will you stay with me a little longer? Anybody here love the truth? Anybody here love the truth? I tell you what, Ike Terry, I only met Ike Terry one time, but he was a doctrinal man. And that's why Ike Terryites are doctrinal men. These men sitting on this platform right here, they're doctrinal men. Amen. This church right here, they're doctrinal men. You know what? We are not scared of our people meeting up with a Jehovah Witness. Amen. We're not like the Catholic and say, we don't want you to read the Bible. Amen. We want you to read the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not afraid. I'm not afraid of my people confronting the Mormons. I'm not afraid of them confronting the Church of Christ. Are you hearing what we're saying here tonight? In fact, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. We're not scared when they come to the door. We're not scared because God lets boldness come on us and we're able to tell them the truth. Amen. They're wrestling the scripture to their own door. We're not scared of other denominations and other religions. We're not scared even our young boys. They've been here long enough. They know what it means to be saved. They know the straight and narrow. They know water baptism in Jesus' name. They know who God is. Come on, bring them on. Bring them on. Bring on. Bring them on. Bring them on. Bring them on. All you got to do, we'll just stand with the word. It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Anybody here love the truth? You got to love this truth. You got to love this truth. You got to love it more in the world. You got to love it more in alcohol. You got to love it more in drugs. You got to love it more than entertainment. I said you got to love it more than entertainment. You got to love because they received not a love of the truth. God sent them a strong delusion. I don't want a delusion here tonight. I don't want a strong delusion here tonight. Amen. I'm here to tell you if it hair lips the devil, there's only one way to be baptized. I said there's only one way to be baptized. There's only one way to be baptized. Home missionary, just preach, keep preaching the doctrine. Amen. Pastor, keep preaching the doctrine. Saint of God, just keep witnessing the doctrine. I'm telling you, it will come back. You will bring forth a yield. Come on, lift up your hands and love Him. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're not compromisers here tonight. We're not compromisers here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Years ago, somebody told me, he said, you know what? I can get you on television. I mean, he knew I was a preacher. I said, well, the first thing, if I got on TV, the first thing I'd tell him to do is unplug it. Come on. I'm feeling good here tonight. Somebody said, you know what you ought to do? You ought to have a cowboy church. Cowboy church? I don't want a cowboy church. I've had horses. I like horses. I've rode horses. Amen. The most unpredictable animal you'll ever meet. Amen. This is a man's church here tonight. There ain't no sissies here. There ain't no skinny pants here. I said there ain't no skinny pants here. And there ain't no limp-wristed here. We're not afraid to preach against that. We're not afraid. God doesn't even like effeminate. We're in LaGrande, Oregon. I imagine there's probably some of them in this city right here, but not in this church, not in this place, not in this house. We're not effeminate. We're the people of God, where men are men and women are women. Ah, somebody ought to thank God for truth. Thank God for truth. Thank God for truth. Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus. Receive a love for the truth. A love for the truth. Then Peter said to them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Does anybody here have the Holy Ghost? Does anybody here have the Holy Ghost? Well then, if you say you have the Holy Ghost, then you've spoken tongues. Then you've spoken tongues. Brother Parker got up here tonight and he said, you know what, I still speak in tongues. I worry about people that don't talk in tongues. But we're going to have a tongue-talking service here tonight. We're going to have a praying through service here tonight. We opening the door to this conference here tonight. And we all going to pray through. We're all going to get renewed here tonight. It's a sad day when you can hang around saints and you never hear them talk in tongues. Now, I'm not out to hear people talk in tongues, but I'm just telling you the evidence of the Holy Ghost is talking in tongues. I had a man tell me that he talked to an old timer not too long ago. And he said, "Do you have the Holy Ghost?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You know what? I've never heard you speak in tongues." Now, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he just has a prayer closet. Maybe he just gets by himself. But to me, that's not the norm. I thank God that I thank God that I speak in tongues more than ye all. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you love the truth, amen, this part of the truth is this. The Holy Ghost is not just believing. It's not just being in a church. It's not just wearing your Sunday best. It's not just being in the house of God. If you have the Holy Ghost here tonight, you speak in tongues. Let me tell you what speaking in tongues will do. It'll keep you away from the cigarettes. It'll keep you away from gossiping. Amen. Maybe that's why we got so many gossips in our church. Maybe that's why we got so much sin. Amen. Maybe we got people sitting in our pews that think they have the Holy Ghost that don't have the Holy Ghost. Maybe that's why you don't have power to overcome sin. Maybe that's why you haven't got what you want from God. Maybe you need to go back and do... Maybe you need to go back and do your first works again. That's what we're going to do tonight, brothers and sisters. We are going to talk in tongues here tonight. We are going to pray through here tonight. We are... Shayarabakatoriyambo shakatayarabaha. I don't care what the denominational church says. I don't care what the devil says. I'm here to tell you biblically, you don't have the Holy Ghost unless you speak in tongues. Try to find somebody here that thinks you got the Holy Ghost, you ain't spoke in tongues. Try to find somebody here thinks you got the Holy Ghost and ain't spoke in tongues. I'm telling you, the evidence of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. I know there's fruits of the Spirit, but I'm not talking about fruits of the Spirit right now. I'm talking about the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Maybe that's why you can't get over your hurdle. Maybe that's why you got a pull of the world on you.
Come on.
Amen. Maybe that's why you're looking at things on the internet that you shouldn't be looking at. Amen. You might dress the part, you might look the part, and you might act the part, but you have no power. And the Bible said you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I don't understand it. How's come everybody else gets delivered? How's come everybody else doesn't have that problem? Maybe everybody else has the Holy Ghost. Maybe everybody else is talking in tongues. Maybe everybody else is praying through.
Come on.
We can all Come pray on. Through tonight. We all gonna pray through tonight. We all gonna talk in tongues tonight. Hilaboshaka, the Holy Ghost is here. We all gonna pray through tonight. That's why you want to play sports. You don't have the Holy Ghost.
Get him.
Because you don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. But if you really had the Holy Ghost, you'd see how fake that stuff was. Hey, if you really have the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't have a love for the world. Because the Holy Ghost and the world is an enemy. It's an enemy to one another. Hallelujah. Preacher's kids got to have the Holy Ghost. Sunday school teachers got to have the Holy Ghost. Song leaders got to have the Holy Ghost. Guitar players got to have the Holy Ghost. Choir singers got to have the Holy Ghost. Maybe the reason you want your skirt so short, amen, because you need the Holy Ghost. Maybe the reason you're wearing the things that you're wearing, amen, because you don't have the Holy Ghost. You think you have the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost comes by tongues, and it comes by power.
Glory!
Come on, young people, you gotta be tongue talkers! You gotta be tongue talkers! You gotta be tongue talkers! I'm not done. We're getting that down, brother.
Come on, now that's some doctrine right there.
He's getting that down, brother. He writing that down. Hey, but he's got that in his heart and his head before he ever wrote that down. You got the Holy Ghost. You talk in tongues. You know, maybe that's a reason, amen, why you don't get along with your neighbor in the church. Because you don't have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is... The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Maybe that's why there's hate in your life, because you don't have the Holy Ghost. Maybe why that's bitterness in your life, because you don't have the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you, if you have the Holy Ghost, you can get over the past. You can get over bitterness. You can let it go. You can let it go if you have the love of God. Brothers and sisters, I can talk in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance by the drop of the hat. And I'll drop the hat. Huh? You got it? Talk in tongues. Absolutely. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing without talking in tongues. Yeah, you gotta have the Holy Ghost. You wanna be a preacher? You gotta be the Holy Ghost. You gotta be a tongue talker. You gotta be a tongue talker. You know why you're not used up here? You need the Holy Ghost. You know why you got a bad spirit? You don't have the Holy Ghost. Oh, you got the tie, you got the shirt, and you got the long sleeves. But I'm telling you, you gotta get the Holy Ghost before you get all that. Oh, I wish somebody'd shout now. I wish somebody'd praise Him now. I wish somebody'd pray through right now. I wish somebody'd talking. Come on, Holy Ghost Radio. If you're listening to this, you need to talk in tongues.
Holy Ghost Radio!
I'm telling you, sometimes we just need a tongue-talking service. Sometimes we just need a tongue-talking service. Sometimes we just need a tongue-talking service! You got the Holy Ghost, you'll hate cigarettes. You got the Holy Ghost, you'll hate Hollywood. You got the Holy Ghost, you won't push the wrong buttons on the internet. If you got the Holy Ghost, the love of Christ constraineth us. And the love of Christ is built up on us by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why you have no constraint in your life. Because you have no Holy Ghost. We're going to change all that tonight. I said we're going to change all that tonight. Amen. We're going to have an altar call in just a little bit. And we're going to change all that tonight. This is your night to pray through. This is your night to do your first works again. This is your night. This is your night. I don't come in church just trying to hear people talk in tongues. Amen. I'm just preaching the gospel here tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I pastored a church in Tennessee. And I was there long enough. I never heard anybody talk in tongues. Amen. There was nothing but carnality in that church. Yeah, I said it. There was nothing but carnality in that church. I'm telling you, when you don't have the Holy Ghost, something is going to take its place. I said something is going to take its place. You know why you got a godly preacher? He's got the Holy Ghost. You know why you got a godly preacher's wife? She's got the Holy Ghost. I kind of wonder if anybody talked in tongues around here. My Bible tells me that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Ha 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 ha. My Bible tells me that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. That's what my Bible tells me. And they receive the Holy Ghost. When you come here down here tonight, I'm telling you, all you got to do is receive it. I talk in tongues in my car. I talk in tongues at the church. I talk in tongues at night. I talk in tongues when I'm in trouble. And I talk in tongues when everything's going good. Can I tell you what Isaiah, a major prophet said? You can stand, sit. We're going to have an altar call in just a few minutes. Whom shall we teach knowledge? Whom shall we understand doctrine? Everybody say doctrine.
Doctrine.
Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Quit being titty babies. Amen. You need the strong meat. Come on, quit getting offended. If you get in, the altar and pray through. If you get in the altar and receive the Holy Ghost. If you get in the altar and talk in tongues. I'm telling you, God can dissolve that hatred. God can dissolve. Precept must be upon precept. And line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Amen. There are principles and there are commandments. There's some principles we live by. And there's a lot of commandments that we live by. And the church says amen. To whom? Oh, listen. For with stammering lips. Everybody say stammering lips. I didn't ask to come here. I'm here. And I'm just doing, I'm telling you, I couldn't get away from this. I'm just doing what I feel in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. With stammering lips and another tongue. You know, I have a real problem with people just that all they do is go. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says another tongue. Do you know what a tongue is? Another language. And that language is sent from heaven. That is a heavenly language.
Holy Ghost from heaven.
It's a Holy Ghost that is sent from heaven.
Yes.
He doesn't need anybody to jack anybody's jaw.
Yes.
He doesn't need anybody to say C-O-C-A, C-O-L-A, Coca-Cola. He don't need anybody say to repeat after me, Honda, Kitty Boo, Kawasaki. He doesn't need that. God doesn't need any help given. God doesn't need any help given the Holy Ghost.
Good.
Nobody jacked my jaw. I just repented of my sins. And all of a sudden I felt the Spirit of God come on me. And I started speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. And I haven't stopped since. And that night I got the Holy Ghost. I laid in my bed for 3 hours speaking in tongues. I don't know about engines. I don't know about computers. There's a lot of things I don't know, but I do know here tonight I have the Holy Ghost. I said, I know I have the Holy Ghost. I know I have the Holy Ghost. No think so, no maybe so, but I know so. With stammering lips and another tongue. You need to pray through tonight with another tongue to whom he said, this is the rest. You have no rest in your spirit because you don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is rest. And he said, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. You need refresh. You can go on all kinds of vacations you want to go on. You go ahead and go on your vacation. I don't preach against vacations. I got folks on vacations now. I think you need to get it. You work 7 days, 6 days a week. You work hard. You need a vacation. I think it's good. But a lot of times when you come back from vacation, you're more wore out.
Yeah.
You're more wore out than what you went. I'm just here to tell you, if you really want refreshing, if you really want rest, if you really want refreshing and you really want rest, if that's what you really want, if you want your mind to calm down, if you want your anxiety to calm down, if you want healing, if you want your nerves to calm down, I'm telling you, it's in the Holy Ghost. Joel said, Isaiah prophesied about, the Holy Ghost Joel prophesied about. Joel said, in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I'm trying to hurry here. Mark said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils and speak with new tongues. John 7 said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living. He didn't say shake a preacher's hand. He didn't say sign a church card. He didn't say join a church. He said out of your belly. Give me a little noise.
Out of your belly.
I need a little Holy Ghost noise. I need a little Holy Ghost noise.
Out of your belly.
Now listen to this. Let me tell you this. That he spake of the Spirit, that they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Some people say, why tongues? Why tongues? I'm going to tell you why tongues. Because God is sovereign. I said, God is sovereign. Isaiah said, who directed the Spirit of God? Who is his counselor? Who does he counsel with? Who instructs him? I'm here to tell you, God can do whatever he wants to do. Matthew said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Can I tell you that the tongue is the chief means of expression? Proverbs 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. James said, Lord, have mercy. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, and they obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships which through they so great are driven with fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth, even so is the tongue. It's a little member, and it boasts great things. Behold, a great matter, a little fire that it kindles. And Jabe said, so the tongue is a little member, and it boasteth great things, and the tongue is a fire, and it's a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among the members. It defiles the whole body. It sets on fire the course of nature, and it sets on fire of hell. Every beast, every bird, and every serpent, and all things of the sea is tamed, but no man can tame the tongue. You know why they wear skinny pants? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost. You know why they dress effeminate? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost. You know why their hairdo is crazy? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost. About done. Cornelius and his household and his friends, they spoke in tongues, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Paul said, wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe. We already have the Holy Ghost. Amen. But to them that believe not. 1 Corinthians 14, 17.
Oh, yeah.
I need you to be real quiet, because I want to give you something to think about. Paul said, we pray with the Spirit, and we sing in the Spirit. And Paul was dealing with a church that came and everybody spoke in tongues, and nothing was done decently or in order. And he said, everything needs to be done decently and in order. He said, forbid not to speak with tongues, but let everything be done decently in order. And he goes on, and I want you to show you one point that Paul said. He said, for thou verily givest thanks well. Is there anybody here that really wants to give God thanks? When you talk in tongues, you are giving God the ultimate praise. You are giving God the ultimate adoration. When you talk in tongues, you're doing it well. You're giving praise well. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 18, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than y'all. And the church says, amen. I want to tell you what Paul said. He said, though we are an angel. Though we are an angel. Preach any other gospel unto you, which you have received, let him be accursed. I'm just about done. Who spoke in tongues? The apostles spoke in tongues. Mary, the mother of Jesus, spoke in tongues. The Samaritan spoke in tongues. Cornelius and his household and friends talked in tongues. The disciples of John in the 19th chapter of Acts, they spoke in tongues. And I'm here to tell you, the apostle Paul spoke in tongues. And if you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak in tongues. A couple more notes. Anybody ready? Come on, I'm telling you, you need to pray through here tonight. That's your problem. It's very simple. You need to pray through to the Holy Ghost and receive the power that God intended for you to have to overcome offenses, to overcome heartaches, to overcome problems, we got preachers here to lay hands on you. But I just want to make, I could say a whole lot of things. Amen. We could go to the tabernacle in the wilderness. Amen. And talk to you about this new birth. But we don't have time to hear. Amen. What about the Tower of Babel? What did God do at the Tower of Babel? You know what He did. He confounded their tongues. Amen. Can I ask you this? What about Zechariah? Amen. Can we name him this? Can we name him this? Amen. I'll tell you who we're going to... God said, you know what, Zechariah? You're not going to speak. You're not going to speak the tongue. Amen. God used the tongue. Amen. God don't have to counsel with nobody. I'm just telling you, amen, God's evidence of Him in you is tongues. And when Zechariah said, his name shall be called John. And God loosed his tongue. And when you'll accept what I'm preaching here tonight, God's going to loose your tongue. Hatred's got to leave. Hatred can't stay where the Holy Ghost is. Bitterness has got to leave. Here's the clincher. Not by works of righteousness, Titus said, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. How did He save us? By the washing of regeneration. Regeneration means rebirth and spiritual renovations. Now, for some of you old cats around here, what's your problem? You sat in this church for months and years and you ain't talked in tongues. That's why you got some porn in your house and in your car. That's why you're dealing with porn. That's why temptation is. It's time tonight to go back to the place where you received Him in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. We need to be renewed tonight, church. I just had over a 2-month revival. Brother Frank Ross out of Junction City, Kansas had a tremendous time. I've had people ask me, I get tired of this. How many pray through? I said, about 140. Whoa, man, I need to get him. We all pray through. Oh, it's quiet. We all pray through. We all got renewed. That's what we got to do. Renew day by day. Washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you by the authority vested in me, whoever you are here tonight, your answer is praying through to the Holy Ghost. I don't know what's bugging you. I don't know what's eating at you. I don't know what your problem is. I'm just telling you, your answer is the Holy Ghost. Give me a little music. Is there anybody here that wants to pray through? Come on, let's come down front and get renewed in the Holy Ghost.
Jesus said.
Come on, let's get renewed in the
Holy Ghost. Jesus said.
Come on, let's pray for one another.
Believe on me.
Believe on me.
Believe on me.
Believe on me.
It's time to pray through.
Scripture said.
It's time to pray through. It's time to pray through. It's time to pray through. It's time to pray through.
Oh, baby.